Becky, Kowloon, Chunwan, and Kwai Ching.
Okay, thank you, Chair. We had the 29th meeting on the 10th of November. I think in this meeting, we have one very exciting news and one relatively disappointing news, as I will cover. The exciting news is more about the enhancement of the Chunwan waterfront that Doris has mentioned at the beginning of this meeting. Other than having our regular Kowloon Task Force meeting, we also have a discussion and an exchange section at the Chunwan District Council with Task Force member. And I think that exchange was very helpful, and we helped us to understand about what's unique to Chunwan, the long history of the Chunwan waterfront, etc. And subsequently, we have also organized a site visit to the area to understand the site conditions and to discuss with a lot of the district councillors. So during that site visit, two volunteered planners have actually were engaged, and they helped us to have a place-making exercise there. So the Chunwan District Council members and our task force are present or agreed that we need a long-term vision, you know, not so much a master layout plan. We want a vision and a place feeling for the Chunwan waterfront, and as well as the implementation of the short and the medium-term improvement initiative for public enjoyment, and that should go hand in hand rather than, you know, it must be the vision and the master layout plan must be prepared first. So we want a holistic enhancement scheme under a phased implementation approach. And a lot of these conditions and necessary infrastructure, we will work out the selected short and medium-term initiative tentatively in terms of timeline in the second quarter of this year before proceeding to the design stage. And I think another very exciting thing is that there's a lot of young district councillor, and they have new ideas about public consultation, not so much the formal one, but engaging with the general public and how to bring things forward. So I think there might be, hopefully, this would proceed with full steam, and we will be able to achieve something there. And setting also may be an example for the how commission can work together with district council and local people. So the second thing is about the Tsim Sha Tsui fire station complex. So the relocation basically has been determined, and we have actually comments on the design of the sites, in particular how to improve the pedestrian access, landscaping plan, and operations for future development. But as it is now, it's actually not so much open to the public, but for operation type of club facilities for people in fire services. The third item we have discussed is the West Kowloon Cultural District. We have been updated by the WKCD authority. There's a lot of exciting development with the Sichu Center, with the Artist Square Development Area, Art Park, as well as the Hong Kong Palace Museum that we have been presented about the actual design and commented on it. And one other very important kind of exciting development is about potential maritime access to Western Kowloon District and the pier, and our task force has supported this in principle and hope that this could be further explored. The final item is what is kind of disappointing. So this is also related to the first item that we have discussed about the proposed short-term tenancy for fee-paying public car park in Toh Kwa Wan. In the meeting, we have a long discussion, and we have expressed serious concern with actually the view that we will not be able to support it, and we really hope to have some medium and long-term measures, you know, because it has been year by year, you know, being renewed, and the scale has been increased. But while we have expressed our concern, Paul has noticed in an exercise that the area has already been kind of publicized and notification for operators to operate for that area as a temporary car park until March 2019. So I would like to report this to the Commission, please.
So does that imply that Lands Department are going ahead regardless of our comments?
That seems to be the case.
Harbour Unit, can you take that up, please? You know, if we comment and we say we don't like, or we say with justification that we don't think it's appropriate, right. I would hope the government departments would be listening.
Okay. Actually, after the last Kowloon Task Force meeting, the Transport Department has already provided two rounds of supplementary information to members. And the Lands Department and the Highways Department are fully in the loop, and they are aware of the views of the Task Force and the Harbourfront Commission. Okay, Chairman, we can further reflect the views of this meeting to the two departments.
Just very briefly, we have been provided, you know, with responses for information, I and what we have, what we need to know about is really, you know, things and to discuss, and there hasn't been any approval by circulation either.
Okay. I think you have a valid point, and making government departments aware is probably, we need to be a bit firmer, make it clear that we're not happy. Yeah, okay. So if you can follow up anyway, thank you. Any questions for Becky? Please, Vincent.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a response from Becky's report, which enlightened me on something that I think the four chairs of the task force has been facing, and in other words, the Harbour Front Commission has been facing for the past 14 years. You know, this incident or phenomenon of car park, temporary car park usage on the Harbour Front is not new, and it would happen all the time in all task force location, whether it's Hong Kong Island or Kowloon or Kai Tak, right? So I think we have to put our stand very clear. One, car parking. We have been allowing temporary car parking on the Harbour Front. Understanding is temporary, right? But if it is 3 years after 3 years, 3 years after 3 years in Cantonese, 3年又3年, I think we have been tolerating it for a long time, and I think we need to stress very clear we have enough. Other than car park, I also notice another phenomenon is the barging facilities. We will face this again. We have been facing it for a long time, and we will face it again in a couple of days discussion in Kai Tak. Again, we have been allowing planted area which have not been put onto to use, and knowing that there are works, infrastructure work on these Harbour Front areas, so we have allowed barging facilities to temporarily occupy that area to facilitate work. But it has become something that people seen as normal, that the Harbour Front Commission would normally allow these facilities. So this is happening on and on. And I think, Chairman, I have to say that we need to put a stop on this. So we have been allowing, but it is not our pattern that we would always allow. And we have to tell these people that these are Harbour Front area, that we would like to have those used as public recreation and for the enjoyment of public. But we are not expecting this area to be occupied by car parks and barging facility on and on and on. You know, it is not only an inappropriate use of the Harbour Front, and because of this occupation would actually deprive the Harbour Front Commission to do anything about this area, because this has been occupied by barging facility, occupied by car park, and give some good excuses for those management department to say that, oh, it's occupied, so we cannot do anything about it, although we want to, we can't do anything because it's occupied by other things. So this is going round and round circle. And I've been facing this for long enough, Chairman. And I think we have to put our stand very clear that there is an end to this tolerance.
I think you're going to get unanimous agreement around the table, but KY, please. Yeah.
On the point issue of temporary barging facility, on one hand, I accept this as sort of necessary evil, because with barging facility, it reduces road traffic for the dump trucks and things like that, which is for the benefit of the whole community. Well, maybe we have to have some, but now the situation comes to a stage that in Kai Tak, we are going to have, or at least it was last proposed by the HAB on behalf of the salt spark construction, that there will be three temporary barging facilities lining side by side with different time frame. So that area will, or that part of waterfront will be sterilized for a long, long time. Basically, project duration of these three different projects. While we want to be constructive and supportive, I wonder whether maybe the Harbour Unit can actually initiate or get the right department to conduct at least some sort of study that in future temporary barging facility has to be share use. After all, this is public asset, very valuable public asset. Of course, that means a lot of complication. Some department or office have to manage it and things like that. But I think we have to allow temporary barging facility to be on our waterfront. I think that is a must condition that we have to. And I would really like the administration to go and see how we can have a frame of doing this.
No, I'd agree. I mean, one of the things I've been thinking about is whether, is this an extension of the harbour planning principles? Could we extend the principles to cover these two areas? Why not? So we look at, and maybe it's time to have just a general look at the planning principles anyway. We haven't had, yeah. So maybe we do, and that we can pick up these uses which we're finding a problem. And if we have a statement which says that we're basically not prepared to tolerate unless under exceptional circumstances, then the message is very clear. Yeah. So maybe we could have a session on guidelines at the next meeting. Yeah. Okay. And we look to include temporary uses, particularly car parks and barging areas. Okay. Thank you. Good point, Vincent. Thank you.